Well, good morning. It is November 29th, 2021, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we are going to be reading from 1 Chronicles chapter 26 and 27, getting towards the end of the book there. Then we're going to be beginning the book of 2 Peter, 2 Peter chapter 1, Micah chapter 4, and Luke chapter 13. So let's get into the word today. Second, or excuse me, First Chronicles chapter 26 and 27 today. First Chronicles 26. As for the division of the gatekeepers of the Korahites, Meshelemiah, the son of Kor, the son of Asaph, and Meshelemiah had sons, Zechariah the firstborn, Jedidel the second, Jedabiah the third, Jathniel the fourth, Elam the fifth, Johanan the sixth, Haonai the seventh, and Obed-Edom had sons. Shemaiah the firstborn, Jehozabad the second, Joah the third, Sakar the fourth, Nathaniel the fifth, Amiel the sixth, Ishkar the seventh, Pulathai the eighth, for God blessed him. And to his sons Shemaiah were sons born who were rulers in their father's houses, for they were men of great ability. The sons of Shemaiah, Othni, Raphael, Obed, and Elizabad, whose brothers were able men, Elihu, and Semachiah. All these were of the sons of Obed-Edom, with their sons and brothers, able men, qualified for the service. 62 of Obed-Edom, and Meshelemiah had sons and brothers, able men, 18, and Hoash of the sons of Merari had sons, Shimri, the chief, for though he was not the firstborn, his father made him chief, Hilkiah the second, Tebaliah the third, Zechariah the fourth, all the sons and brothers of Hoash were 13. And these divisions of the gatekeepers corresponding to the chief men had duties, just as their brothers did, ministering in the house of the Lord. And they cast lots by fathers' houses, small and great alike, for their gates. And the lot for the east fell to Shelemiah, and they cast lots also for his son Zechariah, a shrewd counselor, and his lot came out of the north. Obed-Edom's came out for the south, and to his sons was allotted the gatehouse. For Shupim and Hoash, it came out for the west, and at the gate of Shalaketh of the road that goes up. Watch corresponded to watch. Now on the east there were six each day, on the north fourth each day, on the south four each day, as well as two and two at the gatehouse. And for the colonnade on the west there were four at the road and two at the colonnade. And these were the divisions of the gatekeepers among the Korahites and the sons of Merari. And of the Levites, Ahijah had charge of the treasury of the house of God and the treasuries of the dedicated gifts. The sons of Ladan, the sons of the Gershonites belonging to Ladan, the heads of the father's houses belonging to Ladan, the Gershonite, Jehaliah, and the sons of Jehaliah, Zetham, and Joel, his brother, were in charge of the treasuries of the house of the Lord. Of the Amorites, the Izharites, the Hebronites, and the Uzielites, and Shebuel, the son of Gershom, son of Moses, was chief officer in charge of the treasury. His brothers from Eleazar were his son Rebabiah, and his son Jeshishiah, and his son Joram, his son Zikri, and his son Shelemoth. And this Shelemoth and his brothers were in charge of all the treasuries of the dedicated gifts that David, the king, and the head of the father's houses, and the officers of the thousands, and the hundreds, and the commanders of the army had dedicated. From spoil won in battles, they dedicated gifts for the maintenance of the house of the Lord. And also all that Samuel the seer, and Saul the son of Kish, and Abner the son of Ner, and Joab the son of Zeruiah had dedicated, all dedicated gifts were in the care of Shelemoth and his brothers. Of the Izharites, Chenaniah and his sons were appointed to external duties for Israel as officers and judges. Of the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his brothers, 1,700 men of ability, and the oversight of Israel westward of the Jordan for all the work of the Lord and for the service of the king. Of the Hebronites, Jeriah was chief of the Hebronites of whatever genealogy or father's house. In the 40th year of David's reign, search was made, and men of great ability among them were found at Jazer and Gilead. King David appointed him and his brothers 2,700 men of ability, heads of fathers' houses, to have the oversight of the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manassites, for everything pertaining to God and for the affairs of the king. Chapter 27. This is the number of the people of Israel, the heads of the fathers' houses, the commanders of thousands and hundreds, and their officers who serve the king in all matters concerning the division that came and went month after month throughout the year, each division numbering 24,000. Joshabim, the son of Zabdiel, was in charge of the first division in the first month. In his division were 24,000, and he was a descendant of Perez and a chief of the commanders he served for the first month. Dodai, the Ahoite, was in charge of the division of the second month. In his division were 24,000. The third commander for the third month was Benaniah, the son of Jehodiah, the chief priest. In the division were 24,000. This is Benaniah, who was a mighty man of the 30 and in command of the 30. Amizabad, his son, was in charge of his division. Ashiel, the brother of Joab, was fourth for the fourth month, and his son Zebediah was after him. In his division were 24,000. The fifth commander for the fifth month was Shamuth, the Izahite. In his division were 24,000. Sixth for the sixth month was Ira, the son of Ikesh, the Tekonite. In his division were 24,000. Seventh for the seventh month was Helez, the Pelonite of the sons of Ephraim. In his division were 24,000. Eighth for the eighth month was Shibakai, the Hushahite of the Zerahites. In the division were 24,000. Ninth for the ninth month was Abizar of Anoth, a Benjamite. In his division were 24,000. Tenth for the tenth month was Maharai at Nehophah of the Zerites. In his division were 24,000. 11th for the 11th month was Benaniah of Pirathon of the sons of Ephraim. In his division were 24,000. 12th of the 12th month was Heldai, the Nephophite of Othniel. In his division were 24,000. Over the tribes of Israel, for the Reubenites, Eleazar, the son of Zikri, was chief officer. For the Simeonites, Sebethath, the son of Makkah. For Levi, Habathiah, the son of Kemuel. For Aaron, Zadok. For Judah, Elihu, one of David's brothers. For Ishkar, Amri, the son of Michael. For Zebulun, Ishmaiah, the son of Obadiah. For Naphtali, Jeremoth, the son of Azriel. For the Ephrahites, Hosea, the son of Azariah. For the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joel, the son of Pedadiah. For the half-tribe of Manasseh and Gilead, Iddo, the son of Zechariah. For Benjamin, Jasiel, the son of Abner. For Dan, Azrael, the son of Jehoram. These were the leaders of the tribes of Israel. And David did not count those below 20 years of age, for the Lord had promised to make Israel as many as the stars of heaven. Joab, the son of Zeruiah, began to count, but did not finish. And yet wrath came upon Israel for this, and the number was not entered into the chronicle of King David. Over the king's treasury was Azmaioth, the son of Adiel, and over the treasuries in the country, in the cities, in the villages, and in the towers, was Jonathan, the son of Uzziah. And over those who did the work of the field for tilling the soil was Ezri, the son of Chelub. And over the vineyard was Shimei, the Ramathite. And over the produce of the vineyard for the wine cellars was Zabdi, the Shipmite. Over the olive and sycamore trees in Shephathah was Baal Hanan, the Gederite. And over the stores of oil was Joash. And over the herds that pasture in Sharon was Shitrai and Sharonite, the Sharonite. Over the herds of the valleys was Shaphat, the son of Adlai. Over the camels was Abli, the Ishmaelite. And over the donkeys was Jedidiah, the Maronite. Over the flocks was Jaziz, the Haggite. And all these were stewards of King David's property. Jonathan, David's uncle, was a counselor, being a man of understanding and a scribe. He and Jehiel, the son of Hakmanai, attended the king's son. Ahithophel was the king's counselor, and Hushai, the Archite, was the king's friend. Ahithophel was succeeded by Jehoiada, the son of Benaniah, and Abathar. Joab was commander of the king's army. That was 1 Chronicles chapter 26 and 27. Let's move on over to the New Testament. We're going to start the book of 2 Peter today. 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1 today. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained a faith of equal standing with ours by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ, may grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord. His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence, by which he has granted to us his precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire. For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith in virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of your Lord Jesus Christ. For whoever lacks these qualities is so nearsighted that he is blind, having forgotten that he was cleansed from his former sins. And therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent to make your calling and election sure. For if you practice these qualities, you will never fall. For in this way there will be richly provided for you an entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And therefore, I intend always to remind you of these qualities, though you know them and are established in the truth that you have. I think it right, as long as I am in this body, to stir you up by way of reminder, since I know that the putting off of my body will be soon, as our Lord Jesus made clear to me. And I will make every effort, so that after my departure you may be able at any time to recall these things. For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For when he received honor and glory from God the Father, and the voice was borne to him by the majestic glory, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased," we ourselves heard this very voice born from heaven, for we were with him on the holy mountain. And we have something more sure, the prophetic word, to which you will do well to pay attention, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star arises in your hearts, knowing this, first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation, for no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. That was 2 Peter chapter 1. Let's move on over to the prophet Micah. Micah chapter 4. Micah chapter 4 this morning. Micah chapter 4. It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and it shall be lifted up above the hills, and people shall flow to it. And many nations shall come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between many peoples, and shall decide for strong nations far away. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall sit, every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken. For all the peoples walk each in the name of its God, but we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. In that day, declares the Lord, I will assemble the lame and gather those who have been driven away, and those whom I have afflicted. And the lame I will make the remnant, and those who are cast off a strong nation. And the Lord will reign over them in Mount Zion from this time forth and forevermore. O you, O tower of the flock, hill of the daughter of Zion, to you shall it come, the former dominion shall come, kingship for the daughter of Jerusalem. Now, why do you cry aloud? Is there no king in you? Has your counselor perished? The pain seized you like a woman in labor? Writhe and groan, O daughter of Zion, like a woman in labor, for now you shall go out from the city and dwell in the open country. You shall go to Babylon, and there you shall be rescued. There the Lord will redeem you from the hand of your enemies. Now many nations are assembled against you, saying, "Let her be defiled, and let our eyes gaze upon Zion." But they do not know the thoughts of the Lord. They do not understand his plan, that he has gathered them as sheaves to the threshing floor. Arise and thresh, O daughter of Zion, for I will make your iron, your horn iron, and I will make your hooves bronze. You shall beat into pieces many peoples, and shall devote their gain to the Lord, their wealth to the Lord of the whole earth. That was Micah chapter 4. Let's move on over to our final reading today in Luke chapter 13. Luke chapter 13 today for our final reading. Luke chapter 13. There were some present at that very time who told him about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And he answered them, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered in this way? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Or those 18 on whom the Tower of Siloam fell and killed them, Do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others who lived in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. And he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. And he said to the vine dresser, "Look, for 3 years now I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and I find none. Cut it down. Why should it use up the ground?" And he answered him, "Sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and put on manure. Then, if it should bear fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down." Now, he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and there was a woman who had a disabling spirit for 18 years, and she was bent over and could not fully straighten herself. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said to her, "Woman, you are freed from your disability." And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight, and she glorified God. But the ruler of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, said to the people, "There are 6 days in which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day." And then the Lord answered him, "You hypocrites, does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to water it? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 years, be loosed from the bonds on the Sabbath day?" And as he said these things, all of his adversaries were put to shame, and all the people rejoiced at all the glorious things that were done by him. And he said, therefore, "What is the kingdom of God like? And to what shall I compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his garden, and it grew and became a tree, and all the birds of the air made nests in its branches." And again he said, "To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It's like leaven that a woman took and hid in 3 measures of flour until it was all leaven." And he went on his way through the towns and villages, teaching and journeying towards Jerusalem. And someone said to him, "Lord, will those who are saved be few?" And he said to them, "Strive to enter through the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. And when once the master of the house has risen and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside to knock at the door, saying, 'Lord, open to us,' then he will answer to you, 'I do not know where you have come from.' Then you will begin to say, 'We ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets.' But he will say to you, 'I tell you, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, all you workers of evil.' In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourself are cast out. And people will come from the east and west, and from north and south, and recline at table in the kingdom of God. And behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last." And at that very hour some Pharisees came and said to him, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." And he said to them, "Go and tell that fox, 'Behold, I cast out demons and perform cures today, and tomorrow and the third day I finish my course. Nevertheless, I must go on my way today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet should perish away from Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you would not. Behold, your house is forsaken, and I tell you, you will not see me until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" Well, amen. That was our reading today for November 29th, 2021. We're almost done with another month, the 11th month. We are getting down to the wire. Good job to everybody who has stuck with it so far. God bless you. I'm looking forward, actually, to announcing what we're going to be doing next year for our daily Bible reading. It's going to be kind of exciting, so stay tuned. But God bless you. Have an awesome day, and stay in the Word, and I will see you tomorrow morning. Bye now.